Good evening, everybody here at the Jewish Center of Teaneck. The Medrash Tanchuma begins its discussion in Parshas Noach by noting that there were a number of individuals who saw worlds that had been built up, they saw the worlds destroyed, and they saw the world renewed. Of course, Noach literally saw a world that existed, a world that was, from a technological point of view, vibrant, developed, advanced. He saw the world annihilated, and he saw the world rebuilt. But there are other individuals that are mentioned in this Medrash. So, for example, the Medrash mentions Eov. There, the Medrash isn't talking about cosmically the entire world, but if you know the story of Eov, the story of Job, you have an individual whose family was totally destroyed. He receives the news on one day that all of his children have been wiped out in a terrible calamity. And he becomes terribly and violently ill. And then at the end of the book, his own personal world is rebuilt. He's his children again. His health is restored. His family is restored, etc. And so the idea here, The idea here in this Medrash is that very often in life, things don't follow a linear trajectory. We all expect that things will go from, you know, one level to the next level to the next level to the next level, and there's a kind of linearity to life. And what the Medrash is saying is, Olam Banoi, Olam Charev, Olam Banoi, is that very often life is filled with vacillations, with ups and downs. I have a vivid memory of the late Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yehuda Amital, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat HaRetzion when I was there some 15 years ago. And he would apply this Medrash to himself as a Holocaust survivor. He says, you know, I saw the European Jewish community. I saw what it was, Olam Banoi. I experienced destruction. I knew what that was, Olam Charev. And then he came to Israel and he saw Shivat Zion. He saw the revitalization of Am Yisrael, Medinat Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. And he would say about himself, he saw the world that had been rebuilt and renewed again. And I don't think that we have to travel too far in terms of appreciating to one degree and another an analogy for ourselves that even if institutions, people, communities, and sometimes even in Noach's case, the entire world falls on hard times, Olam Banoi, Olam Charev, the idea is the Olam Banoi over again, and that a revitalization and rejuvenation is possible, and this is exactly what Parshas Noach is all about. A world that's destroyed eventually becomes a populated world, a world from which Avraham Avinu will emerge in Parshas Lech Lecha. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha, Amar Retzach HaKadosh Baruch Hu,